The Two Seasons. Beloved editor, still missing. Caption, Kindlip Tirnival. It's been 8 days since our editor's husband and children tearfully pled for her safe return. Since then, our reporters have combed the city, pestered the mayor, and followed each lead you dear readers have submitted. Until further notice, and barring any urgent information, our daily updates will run on the back. Please continue sending tips to our offices on the corner of 109th and Stratton Way. Viff, sparkling tonic. Beware, copycats claim to have found the secret formula. But these unscrupulous imitators only seek access to your pocketbook and will try to fool you into drinking less than the best. If your druggist says something else is good enough, tell them, I know the diff. Give me Viff. Paid for by the Viff Sparkle Company. Tunnel tremors stop. For now. A sign the city is ready to abandon its underground rail? It's every Bilminger's favorite gripe. When will construction crews finish the underground rail line? Initiated over 4 years ago with a bloated budget that rusts the metals of every Bilming taxpayer, the subway was to provide relief to the city's traffic problems. While little progress has been seen on the underground rail, in the same amount of time, the Bilming Transportation Authority has added more lines to the raised rail and more lanes to the highways. At this point, do we really need an underground railway? Especially when its construction coincides with the small earthquakes that rattle our nerves every few months? More coverage on back. Owner of Soothing Parlor, grateful for public agitation. Alamancer Jack settles with sidekick. Alamancer Jack has reached a settlement with his former sidekick, Handerwim Terraceborn, who claims the famous media mogul skimmed Terraceborn's stakes in the company to invest in new media ventures, like the flash-in-the-pan Ivano plays of several years ago. While Jack's adventures will continue in The Sentinel of Truth, Handerwim Presents will now be exclusive to our broadsheet in Bilming. This was my intention all along, said Jack to a crowd of eager fans, to train dear Handerwim in the ways of greatness, and then cut the apron strings, push him from the nest, and watch him sink or swim. Besides, now that I don't have to pay him, I can focus my time and money on writing my memoirs and exploring promising new forms of storytelling. Let me tell you what's next. Viz books. They're stories you can read, even if you don't know your letters. When asked for comment, Terraceborn just closed his eyes and sighed. More details on back. Why the judge let Jack keep the tiger?